Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt der Seirich in Perik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. If you remember, in Mishnah Aleph, we learned four klalim in regard to the halachis of Nidrei Eirichin. Our Mishnah is going back to the first klal. The first klal was, Shonim Banidar. If I say the Eirich of so-and-so upon me, it depends how old that so-and-so is. It doesn't depend how old I am. Shonim, the years, Banidar. It's based on the subject of the neder, not the person making the neder. Ketzad, again, ketzad means illustrate a case for me. How does this play itself out, so to speak? Yeled, suppose we have someone who's young, a person less than 60 years old. Remember the chart from 20 until 60? It's 50 shkolim. So we have a yeled, sheherech es hazokein. He said the Eirich of so-and-so, who was a Zaken, a man who was more than 60 years old, he takes it upon himself. The din is nice and Eirich Zaken. And you'll give the Eirich for the Zaken. For the Zaken, it would be 15 shekel. However, Zaken Sheherich is a Yelet, a Zaken who's over 60, who says the Eirich of so-and-so, that person is under 60, he's between 20 and 60, says the Eirich of so-and-so upon me, nice and Eirich Yelet. He has to give the Eirich of the younger one. In other words, the 50 shekel. Weiter. The arachim banerach. The scale also depends whether the person is a zacher or a nekeva. It doesn't depend if the person saying the erichin is a zacher or a nekeva. In other words, the person who makes the commitment, it depends on whom you're saying it. Ketzad. Again, can you illustrate an example? Zok the Mishnah, sure. Isha herich es isha. If a man says, benegeya, a lady, the erich of that woman, he's giving. Nice and Erech Isha. Gives it according to the scale of what the Torah says you would have to give for a woman. Not for a Zachar. For that matter, Isha Shericha Se'ish. If a woman says the Erech of a certain man, she's going to give nice and Erech Ish. It goes after the person you're saying it on, not the person making the commitment. V'Erech Bizman Ha'Erech. Now, what if the person's age changed? I said the Erech of so-and-so upon me. By the time I came to pay, he was older, he was over 60, so they'll have to pay the under 60 rate of 50 or the over 60 rate of 15. Zok the Mishnah, ha'erech bizman ha'erech. The kviyas of the erechin goes according to the years of the nerach at the time of the neder. Not at the time that you're paying, ketzad. Harichai, let's say he made the statement of erechin on a person who was pachas ibn chamish, less than 5 years old. So his erechin is 5 shkolim. By the time he came to give it, Nasa, that person had his birthday. He's Yisrael ben Chamish, more than 5 years old. Now the Erechin should be 20 shkolim. Or, let's say, Pachas ben Esra. When he made the statement of Erechin, the Erech of so-and-so upon me, he was less than 20. His Erechin is 20 shkolim. But before he had a chance to give it to Hegdish, Venasa, Yisrael ben Esra, he's now more than 20. Now his Erech is 50 shkolim. In all these cases, Noisink is Mana Erech. He gives it according to the time of the Erech, how old the person was at the time of the neder. Now, when you say his birthday, so how exactly does it change? When does it change? So, the Mishnah, Yoim Shloishim Kilamata Mimenu. Let's go back to the chart of Erechin. Less than a ben chodesh, you pay nothing. From a month old till 5 years old, for a zachar, it's 5 shkolim, for a nekeva, it's 3 shkolim. From 5 until 20, it's 20 shkolim for both a zachar and a nekeva. From 20 until 60, it's 50 shkolim for a zachar, 30 for a nekeva, and from 60 and on, it's 15 for a zachar and 10 for a nekeva. Now, Zok the Mishnah, Yoim Shloishim Kilamati Menu, the 30th day that the baby is on this world, that's like before 30. If I see on a baby, the erech of that baby upon me, and that was the 30th day of the baby's life, it's as if I set it on a baby that's less than a full 30 days old, which it is, and memela, I don't have to pay anything. For that matter, says the Mishnah Vayter, Shnas Chomesh Ushnas Esrim Kilamata Mimeno. The fifth year of the person's life has the din like before. And the 20th year of the person's life has the din like before. In other words, he has to get to 21 for him to go into the next scale. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, in regard to the Erechin of a person, it says, Ben Shishim or more. V'im Ben Shishim Shana V'mayla. Im Zachar. If he's a Zachar, it's this amount. If it's in a cave, it's that amount. So it's Mashma. He has to complete the full 60 years. You have to get to his 61st birthday. If he's 60, he's not a complete 60 years. Even though that only says in regard to when he turns 60, how do we know the same is true from turning 5 or turning 20? So we learn from Ibn Yanav, the same is true in regard to all the ages that change in the Erechin scale. You have to have the full amount. Just like when he's 60, it's as if he's before 60. The same is true when he's 5 years old or 20 years old. It's as if he's underage. Sakta Mishnah Hain, is that the case? Now here's the Mishnah's problem with this. Let's go back to that chart again. Okay, to make things simple, we'll stick just to the Zachar. From 30 days old until 5 years old, 5 shkolim. From 5 until 20, 20 shkolim. From 20 until 60, 50 shkolim. And then it goes down. From 60 and on, it's 15. So the Torah tells us when we say from 60 and on, the price goes down, that's after the full 60th year, only from a 61st birthday. But in the previous 8 changes, the price goes up. So maybe, and this is the Mishnah's kasha, maybe only when it comes to the Chumrah, we're not going to let the price go down until his 61st birthday. You have to wait out his full 60th year. But maybe when the price goes up, like from 5 to 20, so it goes up earlier. So, Frek, the Mishnah, Hain, can you make such a binyan from a Chumrah to a Kula? In Asa, if it's taka true, that the Pasuk states very clearly, Shnas Shishim Kilamatam Yimena, the 60th year is as if he's less than 60 Lahachmer, that's a Chumrah. In other words, if I say the Erech of so-and-so, and he's 60, I still pay the 50 shkolim, not the lower 15, for over 60. But Nasa, could I assume, just make a binyan av and assume that Shnas Chomesh Ushnas Esrim Kilamatam Yimena, that the changes by year number 5 and year number 20. We should also say that year number 5 and year number 20 is considered like before, and therefore Lahakla will be a Kula. He's going to pay less. Now, there is such a thing as a binyanav. I can assume if it's over here, it's there also. But it has to be mamish identical. Here, it's not. Because the Torah says it in regard to the 60 age, where the price goes down. Who says we're going to say it in regard to the previous ages, where the price goes up? So therefore, I need a stronger connection than just a binyanav. Talmud Lomer, therefore, the Pasuk says, Shana, Shana, L'gzeira Shava. We have the word Shana in regard to Ben Shishim, and we have the word Shana in regard to the Erech of someone who's 5 and 20, and that gives us a Gzeira Shava. Same word here, same word there. And that teaches us that they're alike. Ma Shana, just like when the Torah describes the year. Hu Amura B'Shnas Shishim, to explain what does it mean from 60 and on. So over there it means the 60th year, Kilamata Mimena, is still on the previous scale. It's only from 61 and on. After a full 60 years, that the price goes down, like the Pasuk says, Mi ben shishim shana v'mayla. So af shana, I also understand the word shana, hu amura, which the Torah uses the same word, bishnas chomesh, ushnas esrim, where the Torah says about the 50th year and the 20th year that the price changes, there too it's kilamata mimena. Year number 5 and year number 20 are like before, and this is bein lahakel, whether it's going to make the price cheaper by saying that the current year is like the year before, and bein lahachmir, or whether it's a chumrah. So by pushing off the miben shishim umayla, it's a chumrah. But by pushing off the miben chomesh or miben esrim, it's a kula. Okay, so one thing is for sure. On his 61st birthday, it's the next year. On his 21st birthday, it's the next year. According to everybody? No, not according to everyone. According to Rabbi Elazar, you need another month. Rabbi Elazar says, in regard to what's called Miben Chomesh, or in regard to what's called Miben Esim, or in regard to what's called Miben Shishim, Atshu Yiseiris HaLashonim Chodesh V'Yom Echad. In other words, a person is considered like the previous category until he finishes that year, plus another Chodesh, and plus another day. Where does Rabbi Eliezer get this from? Zakta Batanura, Egzeiris Shava from Pidyon HaBen, by a Bchar. By Pidyon HaBchar, it says that the Ben is not redeemed only when a Chodesh passes and he enters into the next day of the second month. So the same is true for the Erech of Ben Shishim. He has to enter one day into the second month. because he has to complete the first 60 years. It's his 61st birthday. I still need another month and into the next day. So really when it says a month and a day, it doesn't mean a whole day, but it means an extra month and into the next day. That's the Shita of Reb Elazar. So our Mishnah reminded us about the Klalim that we learned in Mishnah Aleph. The chart changes according to the years. That's the years of the person we're saying the Erechin of him upon me, not upon the person that's making the Erechin commitment. How old that person is depends on the person that I'm making the Erechin on, not the person who's promising to pay money. And it depends how old he is, says the Mishnah, at the time that I said the Erechin of so-and-so upon me, not when I have to pay it. And we also learned in our Mishnah, that even though there are different prices in the chart, between a man and a lady, but it goes after the Nerach. So a man who says the Erechin of a woman, it goes according to what the Torah says you have to pay for a woman of that age. And the same is true for a woman who makes an Erechin commitment on man, it goes according to the scale of a man. Mishnah also told us, if let's say during the time I said the Erechin of so-and-so, that person was a baby less than 5 years old, where the Erech is 5 shkalim. Before I gave it to Hegdish, she became more than 5. So now his Erechin is 20 shkalim. Or let's say I set it on someone who's Pachasi ben Esrim. And before I gave it, he's now more than 20. It goes according to how old he was at the time of the Erech. Then the Mishnah told us as follows. If we go back to the chart. So for the first 30 days, there's nothing. From 30 until 5 years old, it's 5 shkalim. At least 5 shkalim for a Zachar. So the Mishnah told us the 30th day, it's still nothing. It's from the 31st day and on. Same is true for Shnas Chamesh and Shnas Esrim. That whole year is like the before, not afterwards. And we know that because when it comes to 60, the Torah says, Beferish, the Im Mi Ben Shishim Shana Vamayla, after a complete 60 years, in other words, his 61st birthday, that's when it changes. And we learning a binyanav means there's a rule, things seem similar, we're allowed to make the connection. And we're saying the same is true for the previous changes in age, that the current year counts before, not afterwards. Right? The Mishnah, how can you just compare them? You're telling me that he's not considered over 60 till 61. That's a chumrah, that it still goes with the previous price of 50. It doesn't change till 15 until the 61st birthday. But if you're saying that about the earlier years, it's a kula. If you're saying the 5th year counts like before, or the 20th year counts like before, he pays less. So the Mishnah says in a Chanami, it's not just the binyanav, there's a stronger limit. It's a gzeira shava of shana shana, and a gzeira shava is even if the two things aren't 100% equal, one is a chumra, one is a kula, we can still compare it. Finally, we had the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, who has a gzeira shava to binyanav ben, just like over there. It starts 30 days and into the next day. The same is true in regard to year 5, year 20, and year 60. Not only do you have to have that whole year, but you also have to have another month and into the next day afterwards.